You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Maria. You currently need roadside assistance.
Hi. Yes. Shall I give you the policy number?
I need to get some information first. Can I get your name?
Sure. My name is Carmen Sanchez Hernandez.
Carmen Sanchez Fernandez.
Hernandez with an H, like Hank.
Okay. Hernandez, phone number.
The phone number is my cell at 323-320-2031.
Would you like to receive messages to the phone with the status of the service and the ETA?
Yes, please.
Message and data rates may apply. And can I get your policy number, please?
Sure. 0401-04, excuse me,
120-308-198. 308-198. And the last six of the VIN?
I'm sorry?
The last six of the VIN.
Let me see. The VIN. Oh, here it is. The last six would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's 233110.
Yeah, it's not pulling up. This is your first time using the service?
Yeah, I haven't used it. My grandson has used his, but I haven't used mine.
Is it the same? Do you know if this vehicle was added for roadside assistance?
He has his own.
Okay, but is your policy active for roadside assistance, the policy number you just gave me with the VIN?
Is mine, yes.
It's not pulling up. Let me read this number back to you. Hold on.
Sure.
0401-04-12030-8198.
That's correct, uh-huh.
Last six of VIN is 233110.
Yes. And this is his car, but we live in the same house.
Okay. The last six of the VIN of the car that. Okay. And I'm sorry. I need the last six of the VIN of the car that needs the service. This all has to be information for the car that needs the service.
Yeah, that's the one I gave you. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the 233110 is the one for the car that needs the service?
Yes.
Okay, what's the...
233110.
What's the year, make, and model of the car?
It's a Chevy 2012.
What kind of Chevy?
It doesn't stay on here. Hold on real quick. Angel, what is it? A Chevy what? It's a Cruze. I'm sorry. Chevy Cruze.
Okay. Since this information isn't pulling up, I'm going to have to speak to a Mercury representative to see if they can verify this coverage for me. Because it's not pulling up with the information you gave me, but give me just a moment. I'm going to put you on a brief hold and get a hold of a Mercury agent real quick, okay? Is that okay?
Okay. Does it matter that it's my grandson's car?
Is it on the policy for the roadside assistance?
On his, yes it is, uh-huh.
I'm confused. I'm sorry. So is this his policy? Okay, this is his policy?
No, this is mine. This is mine.
Your policy. No, it would if your
yeah.
car
okay.
if that
hold on
car
real quick.
Is okay.
You know, you're going to have to use your car. It's not coming up, that's why.
Yeah, it wouldn't have came up.
How many do they usually allow?
It depends on the policy. It can be sometimes 3, 4, 5. sometimes six. I'm not really sure. It just depends on the policy. But yeah, even if I spoke to the Mercury representative, if this car is not on that policy, we wouldn't be able to assist. It has to be on that policy. Unless he wants to use his policy. But if he doesn't have any services yet, then it would be like he would have to pay for that service or, you know, for that car.
Can you check on mine then?
It's not going to pull up under your policy if it's not on your policy. Do you have his policy number?
Let me have the policy number. She said there are four or five sometimes. Zero four.
Zero one.
Zero one.
Zero four.
Zero four.
1 0.
120.
307.
307.
875.
1 moment.
Thank you. And my problem is that it's blocking the, it stopped and it's blocking the sidewalk, like to go into the driveway.
Okay, give me just a moment.
So I really appreciate if you could help.
What color is the car?
White.
Give me just a moment. Yeah, it looks like he can have another service. It's just, yeah, because this car is under his policy. Yeah, so it would have to be this policy. So what's wrong with the car?
It won't start. It stopped.
Do you need to get it towed or jump started?
Towed. We already tried to jump start it.
Gotcha. Do you know if the vehicle will shift and go into neutral to get on the tow truck?
Will it shift and go into neutral? It should, huh? Angel, they're asking.
Oh,
it doesn't go into neutral?
Not that I don't know how to do it.
You just put it in neutral.
Tell them that for them to stop being so fucking difficult, when they towed my car on Kinsey Street, they didn't even put my car in neutral. They just connected my car.
Okay.
Fucking acting so stupid.
But that
we're not acting stupid. That's disrespectful. I'm trying to help.
Okay.
Like, if they don't know.
We have to have all this information. No,
yeah. No, I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sometimes people have bad days. I'm sorry.
That's fine. I do need to know if it goes into neutral because it. The reason that I'm asking is not for, you know, for fun. It's because we need to know what kind of equipment we need to send. Because if we send out a light duty truck and the car does not shift, it's not going to pick up the truck. And what that does, the provider is going to ask for a GOA, and this is going to count for a service, and he won't be able to get another service. So the reason I ask is because I want to make sure I send the correct stuff so the service can be done.
Okay. So I would say then that it doesn't,
okay,
so that we could be covered.
Okay.
And I'm truly sorry.
It's okay. One moment. Is it four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive? Okay, it's fine.
Let me see. What did it say on the?
It's fine. I'll
on the registration.
Off flatbed. Sometimes it does, but I don't think this is just a regular car. Since Chevy Cruze, I don't think it'll be a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive.
Four-door regular car.
All right. Will somebody be there with the car when the provider arrives?
Yes, absolutely.
Let me verify the phone number: 323-320-2031. And can I get the pickup location, please?
Yes, it's 220 East Cleveland Avenue.
All right. And the
Montebello.
Your home address, right? What's the drop off?
Yes, it is 649 South Rowan, Los Angeles, California.
649.
And they're already waiting.
Roland.
R-O-W-A-N, Rowan.
W-R-O-W-A-N.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Avenue, Los Angeles, is it 90023?
I believe so, uh-huh.
Okay, one moment. I'm just going to verify that drop off, okay? 649 South Rowan, R-O-W-A-N Avenue, and that's Los Angeles, mm-hmm. California, 90023.
Correct, uh-huh.
Okay, give me just a moment.
And, hold on just one second.
Okay.
Do you have a number, or do you want them to call me on my phone? I'm just asking. Okay, we'll leave it on mine.
Okay. I'll go ahead and secure that provider. You'll receive a message to your phone with the provider's estimated time of arrival, the provider's name, their phone number, and all the information that you need to know, okay?
Okay.
All right. Anything
else? And
go ahead.
No, I just wanted to make sure that I did tell you that it is, when it's stalled, it's stalled going into the driveway, so it's like blocking the sidewalk.
Cars, hold on. Hold on one moment, into driveway, and is blocking sidewalk, no problem. I will let the provider know of this information, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right.
So they'll be texting me or calling me?
Will we send you a message with their name and their phone number and the ETA? And if you do have any questions like about exactly where they're at and the location, you can call them up to the number that I'll send you, and then just go from there. And if they do need any information, they'll call you.
But what you mean by message is a text or a call?
Yes, a text message.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you, Miss. And I truly apologize. Thanks for all your help.
It's okay. It happens. I understand.
Take care.
And thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Bye-bye. Have a good
one. Thank you, Miss. Bye-bye. You too.